You know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Why? And added the...
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to dovecreekwagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Are you ready? You better get ready.
Ray I.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. Listen to that firecracker this morning. Hey, this is your handsome but yet humble host for AI. Hey, we're back in the studio. Been on that turkey marathon for a while. Been down in the Ozarks having a great hunt. We had a big media hunt. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm here with my peanut, and it's great to be back in the studio. It really is, and just a great time. What a beautiful morning this morning. Played Dodge the Deer again. The brush carp were on the run. The birds, whippoorwills were singing. The owls were hooting. The big old moon out there. And when we got to the radio station, all the songbirds were singing. It should be a good morning for you turkey hunters out there. Best of luck. Be careful. A lot of text messages this morning on the way in from a lot of you listeners. Yes, we have story time this morning, and I'm filled your request for, you know who I'm talking about. I've got the, how can I say that? I'm just going to say the, no, I can't say that. I'm not going to tell you. You'll see what the story time is. Store-bought mouth yelper. Because we're, and for all you that don't turkey hunt, just bear with us because we've got a lot of turkey hunting listeners that really look forward to these shows and send a ton of requests in for what us to, for us to do. We did our media hunt down in the Missouri Ozarks, down at Devil's Backbone Outfitters. Great group of people. Just an awesome time. And if you get a chance, you know, it's really hard to give phone numbers and websites out over the radio. You're driving in your truck or you're in your turkey blind with your app and you're listening for turkeys and listening to us. Just remember the name. Devil's Backbone Outfitters and Google them. And we stayed in a wonderful, wonderful place. The River of Life Farms. Remember that name. What a beautiful cabin. Great place. We had some awesome sponsors and some great times. We have the Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company came down, made a presentation. They launched on April 16th their beef jerky. And we have some here today. I'm going to give it out to the guys. Give them their own beef jerky, and a little bit later in the show, they're going to take out a piece and take a bite and tell us what they think about that. I want to thank Mossberg, the guns. The Mossbergs did some barking. We took some gobblers. Great time. Of course, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, great sponsors of this show and of the media hunt. And, of course, we would have never made it through that hunt without Thomas Coffee. It was awesome. Good stuff. Spent a little time in my home ground down at Johnson Mountain. My good friend Pat Leonard and brother Marty come down to see us. Really enjoy that. Lots going on out there with the turkey hunt and the turkey season. Boy, what a tough first week, huh? Wintertime woods, we was wearing clothes like you do in December muzzle-loading season, wind, cold, open woods. The woods are still open. They're finally starting to pop a little bit. But I've never seen woods like yesterday on Johnson Mountain. You could see 200 yards down through the timber. It's so open. It's just, it's really tough. It's really tough. Oh, one more thing, and I haven't told these guys yet either. I was waiting until I got on the air. I've had a lot of things happen during turkey hunting adventures, but nothing like yesterday. I started a gobbler. We moved up. We set Pat up. Had cameras running. He's gobbling. I got on the call big time, and he is cutting the call. He's gobbling while I'm calling. Pat says, he's gobbling while you're calling. He's closing the distance. The gun's up. The camera's running. Looks like it's going to happen on the backside of Johnson Mountain. Beautiful timber. Great place. And everything shuts down. There was two or three other turkeys gobbling off in the distance down below us, and everybody stopped. And I said, I don't know if he got with hens or what happened, but he just stopped. So we stood up, and after a while, and we didn't see him, didn't hear him no more, walked out in the road, and this guy comes walking up the road, and he's got a water bottle and a little backpack, and he's walking up the road. He goes, what are you guys doing? I said, we were turkey hunting. And I said, what are you doing? You ready for this? Geocache. He's following a GPS phone thing to find something. Somebody put something someplace up on the mountain for him to go look for. Kind of like that, what is that, Pokemon thing? I've never been interrupted turkey hunting with something like that. We're having a breakfast sandwich this morning, a special sandwich. This is a Volger working on that, trying to get that beef jerky open. He's just having a time. This is a meatloaf. This is a Bambi meatloaf, morel mushroom, with a Emo's Provel cheese. Look at Volger's face. On a pretzel bun with a splash of, ready, vinegar, mustard, South Carolina sauce.
Wow.
What do you think, Matty G?
Call me Manchu. This is incredible. Wow.
I took it pan fried it. I made it the other night, and then I sliced it thick for you guys, and then I pan fried it this morning, added the cheese and the sauce on the pretzel bun. What do you think, Vogelbogler?
Unbelievable. Yep,
the Vogelbogler is here. He's finally got the beef jerky open. This is brand new beef jerky. It was launched on April the 16th. Take a taste of the beef jerky.
Oh.
Seriously. Now, this is not made up. You've never had this beef jerky. You've never tasted it till just now. Well, don't shake your head at me. They can't see that on the radio.
This is sounds funny to say, but it's moist. It has flavor instead of just being like a piece of leather.
Really tough. I have old teeth. It's tough for me, but this is really good. Some of the pieces for me, because I'm not a real spicy guy, or, you know, it's a little tough, but, you know, everybody that's had it is really, but most of it that I've had, and I'm not complaining, it's really, really good. Every once in a while I get a piece that has a little more hot than others. It's got some red pepper in it, but man, is it good. But once you start chewing it and eating it, the flavor just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Matt, you're a sports guy and a sports radio guy and been around forever with all kinds of beef jerky. What do you think? What's your opinion of that beef jerky?
Very much what Vogler said. Like, you bite into it, and you're not, like, chewing it and fighting it. It just almost, like,
melts.
Yeah, melts in your mouth.
Good stuff.
Great flavor.
I'm going to leave some with you for the other shows. I want you to keep a bag, and you keep what's left of it, but give a little taste to our next couple shows and ask them what they think about it, if you will.
Oh, they'll love it, trust me.
Yeah, because, you know, we're a sports radio station. These guys, they're heavy duty on beef jerky, so we'll see what we can do with that. Turkey hunting, huh?
Yeah.
You haven't been out, have you?
No.
Well, it's going to get better. We're going to talk a lot about that in the next segment, about the turkey hunt, the seasons, and the things going on out there and how much fun. You look at your face you're making with the beef jerky.
Just got a spicy part.
Hey, well, before we go to break, I got something else for you gentlemen. Here you go.
Ooh.
From Hawaii, my brother John Sabati. There's your... Read it, Vogelbogler.
Mountain macadamia nuts covered with milk chocolate.
And if you're wondering why we're doing this type of show in the first segment, it's because I've missed these guys. I haven't been in the studio, what, 3 weeks, Matt, with the turkey thing?
I didn't recognize you when you pulled up.
It's so good to be back in the studio. Yes, I'd love to be out in the woods this morning, and a lot of you are. And, again, best of luck to you. And, you know, have patience, let it unfold, and have fun. Too many of you turkey hunters I've been talking to, you're mad at them. Turkeys, hey, they're just turkeys. 2.5 to 3 weeks behind. It's coming on. It's going to be good. They're taking some turkeys now. You'll be fine. Just relax and have a good time. Matt, let's take a break and regroup and get ready for the next segment, and we'll see you all on the other side.